Hell yeah. Welcome back to the motherfucking podcast. It's your host, the one and only Stony motherfucking Baloney. Or Stony Steve. Look, started with one name, I forgot to stick with it. But I think I'm going to evolve it to Stony Steve. I don't know. It just... Stony Baloney. Stony Steve. Whatever. Anyways. I'm here to talk about the truth of the source. The truth of the source. And what I mean by that is the truth of where you are getting your current and updated information about the news of your community, your county, your state, your country. The truth of the source. We don't know the truth of the source. It doesn't matter which source we acquire our information from. We still don't know the total 100% truth. We have to decipher through all the bullshit. So, you watch the news from CNN. You watch the news from Fox. You take the two. They're complete polar opposites of each other. On how they present the news. And then there's Australia Sky Network. News Network. And how they perceive everything from their perspective about us and what they are dealing with. You gotta just look at both sides objectively and kind of just see through the bullshit. See that, you know, maybe both sides are lying. Because the truth of the story is just not reliable. It doesn't matter, and that's why I said what I said on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, not my podcasting one, but my personal one. I said what I said, and it struck some nerves, and what I said really wasn't that terrible. In my opinion, I'll share with you what I said, just so, you know, so that way you're not wondering, okay, well, what the fuck did he say? He's saying he said some shit, but he's not saying what he said. You know, I'd be stupid if I didn't share it with you. So, this is what I said. Like I said, this is just me exercising free speech, my First Amendment right of freedom of speech to express how I feel based on what is going on in America. And what I said was, the American government and the media have fucked with us Americans long enough. It's time to put our foot down and take our country back. First, through courts and hearings. That doesn't work. Then by force, if we must, we the people. And for whatever reason, I'm not going to say who, but I've had some family members, specifically just one, really, I'm not going to say who it is, that think there's something wrong with me. And they're worried about me because I said that. But that's how I feel. And I believe that's how a lot of Americans feel about both the government and the media. And that relative of mine, I get where they're coming from. They're coming from a place of care and concern. But you gotta understand, like, you got to see that I'm not going from one source. I'm going from multiple sources and then conjuring a opinion based on how I see it and feel with everything that is presented to us through the media. And that's how I feel. And yeah, they told me to, you know, check my sources. Okay, easy. Just go to CNN, go to Fox, and all the other smaller ones, CBS, NBC, ABC, whatever the fuck, you know, PBS, whatever. I'm pretty sure they're not a news network. But, you know what I mean, you know? And just, because you don't know if they're really telling the truth. You're just hearing what they're telling you, and you're like, oh, fuck, that's what's going on? Oh, shit. But at the end of the line, or at the bottom line, really, the source, the truth of the source has no truth. Well, I can't say that 100%, because I don't know what the truth is. No one really knows what the truth is. We just have to go with what they say and fucking figure it out. It's really what it's causing people to, like, disagree with each other when it shouldn't be that way. It should be us going, okay, hold on, time out. I know that you're saying check my source, right? But I'm looking at all the sources that I can see, and based off of everything that I see, this is how I feel. Not, you know, I'm for this or I'm for that because of this or because of that. It's me saying, we the people, I'm for the people. Like, this country, we run this country, the Americans. The lower class Americans, the hardworking, get up at 4:30 a.m., strap your boots up, hardworking Americans, construction workers, your blue collar motherfuckers too, like your 7-Eleven workers, all of them, everyone that fucking hustles and grinds just to make that penny. We are the backbone of this country, and we outnumber them 100-1. And we need to figure that out and come to an understanding as citizens of this country and come together, united as one, because, and take our country back, because this is our fucking country. And unfortunately, our government has ran rampant with greed and corruptness in our nation. And look at how they've, look at the mess. Look at the mess that they've left with everything. You know? Look at the mess. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. It's unnecessary. But because of, you know, people going into Congress or the Senate, I think it's Congress, pretty much, like, and there's no term limits. You know, look at Nancy Pelosi. Holy fuck. You know? Just look up everything about her. You know? And look at all, everything. Just, And be open-minded about like, what the possibilities could really be, rather than just, like, sticking to a fucking narrative that someone else said or wrote, be a free-thinking American like you should be. You know? Don't let someone think for you. That's called groupthink. That's called... And when you think as a group like that, you end up ultimately collapsing and failing. You can't... You can't just, like... I mean, you can. You do whatever the fuck you want. But I know that if you just... It's hard to get through people. Through, to, you know, because it's hard to... I don't know. To explain something to someone in a way that they can interpret it in their own perspective and understand it to the full knowledge of their wisdom. And that's not easy to do. But I'm trying to do it. I'm not for Democrat. I'm not for fucking Republican. I'm for we the people, bro. Like, I'm for us. The dudes in the trenches. Fucking balls deep in fucking muck. You know. Doing the shit. Doing what they have to do to survive. And make it through this fucking world. You know. But yeah. Check your source. But here's the thing. Don't just check your source. Check all the sources. Every source. Even the fucking Onion. Because I was scrolling on TikTok. And I came across this one TikTok that had a photo of an article from 1927 about these five billionaires that bought America in 1927 or whatever. And then, so I look up 1927 news article on Google. And immediately, it comes up with websites debunking it, basically, saying that, yeah, that is fake. That was an Onion thing, you know. If you don't know what the Onion is, it's a website with basically fake news articles and shit. Outlandish ones. You know, it's not real. But some people don't understand that. And that's fine. That's why I'm telling you this. Check your source. So I actually went to the onion.com, like their website, and I went to their search bar. And I searched for that article, and there was nothing. So, those two articles were read about, you know, saying they debunked it, saying that it's from, like, it's not real, it's from the Onion. Well, what the fuck? I just went and looked on the Onion, and I didn't even see it there at all. It said nothing found. So, I mean, one of the dudes was a fact checker, but I just went and fact checked myself, and it came up short, came up with nothing. So, either they're lying about that, trying to fucking cover something up, or the Onion got rid of it, which is not likely, because why would they get rid of it? And how... That doesn't make sense. Yeah. See, that doesn't make sense. Because it was a fucking photo of an old news article. A paper, newspaper. Not something on the internet. Not a news article on the internet. You know, yeah. See... That's why you gotta check your fucking sources, man. I went and did my research on that because I was curious. I was like, oh, if it's on the Onion, then if it's from the Onion, then it must be on the Onion. So I went and looked for it, and it wasn't fucking there. So how do you explain that? You know what I mean? It's kind of suspicious. But I digress, you know. Yeah, the truth of the source is you don't know the truth because everything is so mashed up and mixed up and overlapped with lies that you and I, we can't see the total truth. We can try to see the whole truth based on, you know, very apparent evidence, video evidence, reasons, and footage and audio fucking, like, sound bits of people talking and shit, you know what I mean? But then again, you got that, even that's not reliable because, well, at least not the voice part, but the video part, that's pretty reliable. I mean, you can't, I mean, you could fake that, but that, I mean, that'd be like CGI or something, or, you know what I mean? And I think, yeah, that'd be stupid. But, yeah, truth of the source. Source of the truth. You want to get to, we want to get to the source of the truth, but there is no truth to the source. So it's almost impossible. That's funny. It's not actually not funny. But the way that gets is said, the truth of the source of the truth is the, yeah, you can't trust. You gotta do your own research, you know. And I do my own research as much as I can. If it's something I like that really catches my interest, I'll do my research on it. You know, just like that news article from 1927, and you know, you can only guess which five families there were. You know what I'm saying? Some of you already know Rockefellers, you know, Rothschilds. I think there's like five of them, but I can't remember them all, to be honest. You know, I'm sure there's some of you out there who. About that fucking halftime show, huh? Fuck. Oh, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, ooh, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and that one bitch. I really don't know her name. I think it. She was probably from Destiny's Child or something. Ah, fuck. But yeah, it was one hell of a performance, I tell you. It was a good show. As soon as Eminem came on stage, dude, I got chills. Everyone else, hey, and that shit was funny, bro. When fucking 50 Cent came in upside down like that, I was like, damn, dude, that's like from that D12 fucking music video where that big motherfucker was hanging upside down trying to do crunches. That shit was fucking funny. That's what that reminded me of. and then yeah, but Eminem, dude, everyone else was cool as fuck. Snoop Dogg was dope as fuck. Fucking Dre was cool, fucking dope as fuck. But for some reason, when Eminem got on stage, dude, I got chills, bro. I got chills. I was like, ah, shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But yeah. I was wondering how the fucking. Hey, I never watched the game though. That was the thing. I'm not. I don't know. I haven't been really into in sports lately or football ever. But congratulations to the fucking, what are they at? The LA Rams now. the LA Rams for winning the Super Bowl. Congratulations. You know, awesome. Woo-woo, we got a fucking ring and a trophy. Sweet. Now you get the party. Hell yeah. Congratulations. But yeah. truth of the source.
Source of the... Ah. Wow. Fuck, I'm baked as fuck, bro. Hey, I know I've been beating that topic like a dead horse, but I had to speak my mind about that because, you know, it bothered me what this person said to me because everything that they were saying, I felt like was like a reflection of themselves. That maybe they should look at their own words and take their own advice. Because I... and because if you look at any of my responses to this person, you know, you would just... you just gotta look at it, you know, and you would see. You would... I'm not gonna say... I can't say it because I'm not gonna do that, but if you were to look, you'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, I see what you mean, you know, because I may have gone through some tough times, hold on, but that doesn't mean something's wrong with me. You know what I mean? It doesn't... yeah. It's just... you know what it is? I know that... this person... is... she's just... the person just cares about me. Alright? And I understand. And I love... that person... a lot. They mean a lot... to me. And... that's why I had to speak my mind outwardly like this, at least, you know, since I know that the conversation in person will never happen, unfortunately. Not because of me, you know, it's because it's, that's the thing, you gotta be brave enough to have these kind of conversations with someone without being timid or scared or whatever. You just gotta be fucking, like, open to it. Willing to listen. You know? And I understand why she's worried. It's because, you know, people like me, you know, who speak their mind, government doesn't treat them very well. You know. And what is that? I mean, that ain't right. You know what I mean? That goes against everything. If I can't speak freely on my podcast or on my Facebook account about how I feel about the current times without being prosecuted and executed on the spot, you know what I mean? Fuck, that ain't the American way. That's not what our Constitution is about. If you disagree with what I say, that's okay. I'm not offended by that. You know, and I'm not easily offended because I've been through so much shit. You know what I mean? When you've been through enough shit, the small shit don't matter. It don't offend you as much. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. It doesn't hit you the same. At all. It's like, at all. Especially if you've been, and I know there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that have been through some heavy shit. Even heavier than the shit I've been through. And somehow they're still fucking pulling through. And I want to give you on a pat on the back for that, because I know that ain't easy. Especially when you are the only one that knows what you have been through, everything, you know, spiritually, all of it. And if we could just have an understanding of each other, that, yeah, we are born in this world different looking, with different backgrounds, cultures, upbringings. But at the end of the fucking day, dude, we're all human on this one rock. I don't believe in race. There is no race. There's only one race for me, and that's the human fucking race. And you make it racist when you start saying, you bring up the racist shit. That's when you make it racist. I never, you know, I never, like, now I'm making it racist because I brought it up. But what I'm trying to get at is, if you don't bring up the racist bullshit, there is no racism. If you just don't even talk about it, you don't even acknowledge it, you just see the person for who they are, for their character. Yeah, sure, they look different. I look different. You look different. We all look different. We're all a fucking, a blend and mix of one species, the human species, and we all look different because of the regions of where we grew up on this fucking rock. That's it. That's the only reason. There is no race except for the human race. There is no race. Like, there should be no racism at all. And the people who are focused on racism are the ones who are causing it. You know what I mean? I ain't focused on it. When's the last time you hear me talk about fucking racist shit? Like, never. You know what I mean? Fuck. But let's get beyond that. Let's get beyond that shit, because that's stupid bullshit. That's nonsense. You gotta be able to, like, look at it for objectively for what it is. Don't forget, we're on a fucking rock in fucking space, and another fucking rock could kill us at any moment. You know, what the fuck? And we're over here fucking, you know, worried about our skin color and where we come from and race culture or fucking whatever that fucking course is people are taking fucking school now. And it's causing that, like, there should be no racism at all. No race, like, there is, it should just be taught as, hey, we are one race, and that is the human race. We may look different, we may come from different cultures and places, but at the end of the fucking day, the science, the genetic science and the DNA and all that bullshit, it shows that we're all one race, and that's the human race. That's what I believe. Doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. At all. Whether you're from south of the equator, north of the equator, fucking west of the fucking Pacific and east of the Atlantic. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's just sad because I know it doesn't matter. I feel like it doesn't matter what I say, because it's not me, you know, who's running. I'm not running anything. I'm not running shit except for my own life. You know, and that, it's not easy. It's not easy to manage your one person's life, your own life. But if you can, you know, it's a challenge. Like, yeah, think about how challenging that is. Managing your one life, your own life, and then you have a partner, whether it be your wife or your husband. That helps. You guys are both managing your own lives, but coming together, you can help each other manage your lives together. And then that, you know, that makes it easier for having children. And then now you're managing that, too. And then on top of that, you're managing everything outside your home, your job, your bills, you know, your finances, all that, everything. You're managing it all. And your own continued education, if you're even doing that on your own time. You know? Yeah. Just know that I'm for we the people, the human race of the globe, for everyone. Like, we gotta fucking come, like, it's not just the United States. We gotta fucking, we can start in the United States, but at the end of the fucking day, all of us, nations of the world, people of the world, leaders of the world, just understand that you may be the elites of the human race, but we still need each other. We still, I mean, we still, like, we gotta figure out that, like, what we're gonna do, how we're gonna, like, keep shit together. Like, without the bullshit, really, you know? And I think that's how a lot of people really just fucking feel. And you know what? I would encourage other people just like me to start broadcasting how they feel on their own podcast. Why not? Why not? That would be a one hell of a way to communicate. I mean, not everyone listens to a podcast, but I mean, to be able to hear someone speak with emotion and passion is differently than reading like 150 fucking words or 400 words on a fucking post. You know what I mean? You don't know where they're really truly coming from. You know what I mean? Until you hear it from them. See it in their eyes. You can't see it in my eyes because I'm doing a podcast. But you know what I mean. If you're able to look someone in the eyes, you know, it's different. And everyone knows that. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and end this one right here. And yeah, so all I got to say is check your source. You know, truth of the source. The source of the truth. The source of the truth comes from the truth of the source. Right? The truth of the source. You know what I mean. God damn it. Truth of the source. Source of the truth. Source of the truth comes from truth of... Yes, source of the... You know what I'm fucking saying, goddammit. This is my fault. My twister, tongue twister. Fuck. Alright. I'm gonna just clear this and then load a fresh one and I'm gonna bounce, bro. Alright. Let's load a fresh one for our Audi bowl. Our out... Audi bowl. What the fuck am I trying to say? Like our outro bowl. Fuck. Outro ball rip. What the fuck? Anyways. You're more than welcome to join me. And let's get to the truth. Source of the truth. Source of the truth. Truth of the source. Let's get to the truth of the source. Fuck. You know what I'm fucking saying. Truth of the source. Source of the truth. However you want to see it and hear it. Yeah. Anyways. This bowl is dedicated to that. You're more than welcome to join in. Grab your bongs. Your pipes. Your fucking joints. Your backwoods. Your fucking dab rigs. Your pens. Whatever the fuck you got. Even a roach. If you got a roach, light that fucking roach up, motherfucker. Because this is history right here. This shit's happening. Right now. Alright. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. That was good. Oh, fuck. All right, motherfuckers. I love you. And I'll catch you on the next one.